To begin, we would like to ask a little bit about your background.
Absolutely. So I am, I believe this is like my third full school year, third or fourth. I'm losing track already. But that's of how long I have been a nurse in the district. Prior to being a nurse, I worked at Cottage Hospital on the medical surgical unit. And so I had a major shift of gears from going to a hospital setting to an educational setting. And prior to that, that was really my first nursing job was at Cottage Hospital. And I graduated. I went to University of North Texas initially, and then I went to Collin College in Texas. And then I got my nursing degree at Samberg with my bachelor's from Western Governors University. So I've been around a couple different universities, and I was born and raised in Galesburg. And so while I went to Texas for a little while, it's nice to be back in my home stomping grounds, I guess.
What would you say your major responsibilities are as health coordinator?
So really, as the health services coordinator, really making sure that we're doing what is required from us by the state, making sure we're following the mandates of the school physicals, the vaccinations, and in a hub, overall, just ensuring that all students and staff are as safe as possible in the education environment. There's a lot of responsibilities, especially now with COVID related, but really those responsibilities are the same in a normal school year. They're just really emphasized this year amidst a pandemic. So, when there is a communicable illness, we are determining, who is at risk for contracting that illness, and then making sure that we're excluding those who may possibly spread it to others. We really want to limit that spread of communicable illness in the school setting, just as you would in a community. Our role is just within our school environment.
And did your schooling prepare you for being a nurse during a pandemic at all?
With the nursing profession, a lot of other professions are the same way, but it you have to be flexible and you have to be able to accommodate to changes. Some nurses learn it and some nurses learn it, and they kind of have this just ingrained in their genes, I think. But you do it, you accommodate to the change, and you respond. You constantly assess, provide your interventions, and reevaluate, and you just constantly are doing that with everything that you do.
And did you ever see it coming, like as big as it was?
No, but I will say it is ironic because we were kind of revisiting our pandemic preparedness plan a couple months prior to this. And so if that was a coincidence that while we were preparing for that, we didn't see that coming. When it first started, you started hearing of the cases and the spread. I definitely anticipated it, but nobody, I think, knew, because none of us have ever went through a pandemic before, or at least I haven't. And so I did not know, everything was going to get shut down. You just don't know those things until they kind of came to us.
Would you say that you have changed some policies, or like what protocols do you have for your employees, patients, and just the school environment with regards to COVID?
I wouldn't say we've necessarily changed. We've just added, and we've added those protocols of like COVID-related exclusion criteria and things like that prior to people returning back to the workplace or back to school. But because we have added that portion is constantly changing just based off of guidance from the state and our local health department.
So as people do start going back, has your work shifted a little bit?
Yeah, it's gotten a lot busier, as I'm sure you can imagine, just with when we were in a remote setting initially in the fall, you don't have as many people coming into the buildings. You had the options for teachers to be working from home. And then when students were not coming in the building, or they were coming in on a limited basis, when you have everybody coming in, then we're monitoring any symptoms that may be exhibited at school. We're excluding them. Whereas if they were just at home, we wouldn't necessarily be aware. So that volume of people who are needing to be excluded, that definitely increases the more people that we have in a building.
Yeah, off that, with the increased number of people getting vaccinated, since you're in public health, how do you deal with people who aren't vaccinated or against being vaccinated?
So right now it's not required for the workplace. That's completely their own decision. We don't require documentation for for proof of them receiving a vaccine. And currently, IDPH guidance is whether you're vaccinated or not, the same quarantine exclusion criteria applies to you. So really, there isn't too much of a difference, except for me kind of being that cheerleader, promoting them to kind of do their part. And I think it's confusing for a lot of people when they feel they're fully vaccinated, that then they can kind of do whatever they want. And while it does provide protection, there's still just research being done about transmitting to other people and things like that. And so I'm hoping that eventually we'll get there when we are fully vaccinated and we don't have to follow the quarantines and things. But right now it's pretty similar whether you're vaccinated or not. So it's just me kind of pushing people to do their part in aiding and preventing the spread.
And have you received the vaccine?
I have. Yes, I got my second dose on Friday, so that was exciting. I felt good about doing my part, but I definitely don't shame those who do not feel comfortable getting that right now or for whatever their reason may be.